的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜开始讲上帝按照自己的形象样式来造人。
Last week we began to talk about how God created man in His image and likeness.
我怎么去明白上帝像什么呢
？How do we understand what God is like？
如果上帝是一切形象的本相
，If God is the original image of all images，
一切的形象是照他的形象造出来的一个复制之像。
And all images are just duplicate of His image。
那么本相、想象、形象、再造之相。这中间呢，就是一个形象成为连串的中介。
It means that there must be a link between the original image and all the duplicate images.
就是 image， 是上帝的形象。
The image of God.
上帝的样式。
The likeness of God.
我们活在物质界里面的人。
We who live in the material world.
我们一提到形象，一提到样式。我们就用物质的明白物质的观念去要认识它
When we see the word image immediately we think of a material thing
这基本上本质上就已经是错误了
But fundamentally this is wrong
因为神是灵
God is a spirit
所以灵不可以用物质的形象来把它表现出来
And spirit cannot be expressed with material
你可以画形画像因为在物质界里面有大小有这个比例有尺寸有这个样式，所以可以画出来。
You can draw something because in the material world things are defined by lines and sizes.
但是圣经告诉我们，上帝是个灵。
But the Bible says God is a spirit.
就在这句话里面，先把你这种以物质的形象来了解上帝的这个可能性，先切断了。
This very declaration will destroy this idea that God can be confined in an image.
而上帝是灵，这一句最简单的话语是从耶稣基督的口自己讲出来的。
Jesus Christ himself declared God is a spirit.
正讲上帝是光，上帝是爱，上帝是灵，上帝是真理，这些的话都是直接的本质的一个启示。
These are the fundamental revelation that God is light, God is love, God is spirit, and God is the truth.
God reveals his own essence to man.
这是上帝以他自己的形象的本质。
这个本质不等于他的属性。
It doesn't mean that it's God's attribute.
如果是上帝是满有慈爱的，这个叫做属性。
We say that God is full of compassion, so that's an attribute.
这种解释是别的宗教的。
This belongs to other faith.
回教徒说上帝是怜悯，上帝是充满慈爱的。这个在阿拉伯文叫做 Rahimnia, Rahmania.
In Muslim believe God is full of compassion and full of mercy.
上帝是 merciful, 上帝是很有慈爱的。但是圣经说上帝就是爱，这个是别的宗教没办法讲出来。
But the Bible declares God is love. This is not found in other faith.
这个不是属性的问题，这是本质的问题。
It is not a question of attribute, but of the essence.
上帝就是光。
God is light.
上帝就是生命。
And God is life.
上帝就是灵。
God is spirit.
上帝就是真理。
God is truth.
所以这个是神，就是这些本质的本体。
God is the essence of all these things.
所以这个本质里面还有他的属性。
There is still the attributes of God within this.
神是这些本质的本体，这就是基督教的上帝与所有宗教人在宗教观想象出来的上帝是完全不一样的。
This is why Christianity has a God that's different from God in the imagination of all other things.
这是 qualitative difference.
There is a qualitative difference.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是光。
God is light.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
所以当神是灵这句话宣布出来的时候。
When it is declared that God is spirit,
我们用物质的形象去想上帝的样式，这个可能性就给它否定掉。
Immediately it denied that we can even imagine God as a material thing.
那么灵的本身是不是有灵的形象呢？
But would the spirit have a certain image?
灵的本身是不是就灵的样式呢
？Would the spirit have a spiritual image?
当然，这你要从神自己的启示才能看到这个可能性。
You've got to see the possibility from God's own revelation.
因为真理的本体就是上帝。
God is truth in itself.
所以，上帝若不启示，就没有一个人可以认知任何一个真理。
Therefore, if God refuses to reveal, not one of us can understand the truth.
我个人认为，人二加二等于四也是启示的。
I myself believe that even 2 + 2 = 4 is part of God's revelation.
这样归正神学
，in Reform theology，
就把这个启示分成两大类。
We segregate the revelation into two different
forms. 一类叫做普遍启示。
The first one is common or general revelation.
另外一类叫做特殊启示。
Another one is a special revelation.
我们基督徒说圣经是启示的。
The Christians say the Bible is a revelation.
所以我们就把圣经跟其他的知识分开来的。
And so we segregate the Bible from all other wisdom.
好像只有圣经的，只有属灵的，只有信仰的，只有宗教的知识才叫做启示的真理。
As if only spiritual and religious knowledge is part of revealed knowledge.
那么物理里面的知识是不是启示的呢？
What about knowledge in physics?
化学里面的知识是不是启示的呢？
Or in chemistry?
建筑学的、生理学的这个这些的东西是不是启示的呢？
What about knowledge in architecture or biology?
你说呢？如果这些也是启示的，那表示呢，圣经跟这些就变成同一类的东西了。
You may say if these are revelation, then the Bible is the same as all these worldly knowledge.
所以如果这些不是启示的。
But if these are not result of revelation,
而是人找出来的
but result of discovery by mankind,
人就变成这些真理的本源，而上帝不是这些真理的本源了。
The human being will be the source of all this knowledge, not man.
就变成 anthropocentric knowledge.
It will become an anthropocentric knowledge.
以人为本的真理
centered on man.
我们知道上帝是整一切的真理的本体。
But we know that God is the truth of all truth.
所以我们相信 all truth is God's truth.
所以真理就是上帝的真理。
因为一切的真理都是上帝的真理。
All truth belongs to God.
所以上帝就把这种真理的可能性
the possibility of this truth
向有明白真理的理性的人显明出来。
Is then revealed by God to those who can understand the truth.
这样动物就没有份了。
And animals are accepted.
所以上帝不把这个真理启示给动物，动物就永远不明白什么叫做化学，什么叫物理，什么叫数学，什么叫做生理学。
And because God has not revealed these things to the animals, they will never understand mathematics, biology, or any other sciences.
所以这些连普通的知识、自然界的科学里面的真理也是启示。
And so even common knowledge in natural science are part of God's revelation.
这叫做普遍启示。
These are called general revelation.
普遍的启示还有很多的层次。
There are many different aspects of general revelation.
我有一次读到这个贝多芬的一个论文的时候。
When I once read a thesis on the work of Beethoven.
贝多芬说呢 ，Anyway, music is the highest revelation.
就贝多芬说音乐是最高的启示。
我那个很惊奇，他怎么可以把音乐跟启示连在一起来讲
？I was quite astonished that he would link music with revelation.
但我归正神学的思想搞通了以后
，But after I understood the Reformed theology,
我认为这句话是可以接受的。
I think I can accept what he said.
我个人认为，人最基本的知识都是启示的。
I believe that even the most fundamental human knowledge is part of God's
revelation. 人之所以是人
，For us to be a human being,
人是唯一可以在启示中间明白真理的活物。
It is because we are the only living being that can understand the truth in revelation.
对真理启示的了解的可能性，又是神的形象样式的一部分。
And this possibility of understanding the truth is part of God's image.
所以我们讲上帝的形象样式，这个范围就广到不得了了。
And so the image and likeness of God has a very wide area.
我盼望这几个礼拜我们对形象的了解
I hope that in these few weeks our understanding of the image
要突破整个历史所有的神学家对形象认识的范围
will break through the constraint of all theologians in history.
这样我们就更深一层的抓到了整个圣经的本质以及人被造的尊贵荣耀的价值
And then we can grab hold of the fundamentals of the Bible and understand the honor and value of the human being.
我相信这几堂的真理
I believe that the truth in these few sessions
对所有世人的认识人的本质有非常根基性的建造
We'll have fundamental construction in our understanding of the human values.
上帝是灵
God is a spirit.
所以你一解释上帝形象样式的时候
So when you explain about image and likeness of God
你已经完全没有可能有这个形象来解释上帝灵的形象。
It is not possible to describe God in the spirit by using material
terms. 这样，我们用物质的形象来套在上帝的身上，这个方法论一定要先被否定掉。
And so we must first deny the methods where we explain God in material terms.
那么从上帝是灵的这个方面去明白，到底所讲的上帝的形象样式。有什么不同的地方
and understand the image and likeness of God from the phrase God is spirit
第二个难题
the second difficulty
就是形象跟样式到底是两件事情或者是一件事情
is whether an image and likeness are two different things or the same thing
从圣经的文学述说的这种叙述的方法来看
from the literary style of the Bible
有许多对偶的词是在描写同样一件事情
There are many reflective ways of description.
所以这种观念就使我们很容易以为形象样式本来就是一件事情。
In this manner, we often think image and likeness are the same thing.
但如果你要把形象跟样式把它分成变成两件事情的话，
But if you try to segregate image and likeness,
好像我们也很难从其他的圣经找到这一方面分割的根据。
It is difficult to find biblical backings.
所以这是另外一个困难。
So this is a second difficulty.
什么叫做上帝的形象？
What does it mean to say the image of God?
上帝的形象跟上帝的样式是一样的事情吗？
The image of God, is it the same as the likeness of God?
如果是一样，为什么用两个不同的名词呢？
If it is the same thing, why would the Bible use two phrases?
这是圣经文学叙述的方式。
Perhaps you say this is the style of the Bible.
如果是不一样的话，
But if they were different,
有没有比他其他的经文做根据来解释呢？
Are there other biblical references?
所以你说是一样或者是不一样，都有它的困难的地方。
So it is difficult whether you say that they are the same thing or two different things.
我从一些的蛛丝马迹里面来看。
But from some clues,
你可以看见的耶稣基督是不随便用这两个词的。
You will find that Jesus Christ would not use these two terms easily.
当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
他只有说你要学我的形象，没有说你们要学我的样，只有说你要学我的样式，没有说你们要学我的形象。
He only says that you have to follow, imitate me, but not follow my image.
当保罗提到我们穿上新人，这新人是按照上帝的形象造的时候，没有提到样式的问题。
But when Paul says we are to wear on the new person made in the image of God, he did not use likeness.
创世纪第五章在提到这个事情的时候，只有提样式，没有提到形象。
In Genesis chapter 5, only the word likeness is used, not image.
这两个字有一些不同的地方在里面。
So there seems to be differences.
所以我们慢慢把这些的困难把它想象出来。
When we try to understand and study these difficulties,
其实也是不大容易的事情。
It is actually not so easy.
创世纪第一章就说上帝按照自己的形象样式造了人。
Genesis chapter 1 says God made man in his image and likeness.
接下去就说就照着他的形象样式造男造女。
And then the Bible says in the image of God he created male and female.
所以原先被造的时候这两件事都成了人被造一个很重要的基础。
And so both image and likeness become important fundamentals of the creation of man.
在我个人初步探索的了解里面，
In my own primary understanding,
形象是处于比较属于潜在的这一方面。
Image is more about potential.
样式是比较属于我要达到的目的的那一方面。
But likeness is more about the objective that I want to achieve.
用更简单的话来讲，
To simplify further,
人有上帝的形象，所以人可以像上帝。
We have the image of God, so we can be like him.
人有上帝的样式，所以我们可以修成基督所显明的那种样式。
But we have the likeness of God, so we can imitate the likeness of Jesus Christ.
所以从潜在的形象本质
In the area of the potential of God's image,
样式的效法的成全
but to the accomplishment of the likeness of God,
就变成有一个有起点、有终点的一个步骤跟一个路程。
It gives us a journey and a process from the beginning to the end.
这也是为什么上帝造我们的时候要说有神的形象样式，赐下基督的时候告诉我们要效法他的样式。
This is why when God created man, he says we are made in God's image and likeness, but we are to be like Jesus Christ.
所以人有上帝的形象是个潜在的本能。
Therefore, the image of God refers to a potential.
人有基督的样式就成了我们最后的成全。
But the likeness of Christ become our ultimate goal.
我们有上帝的形象样式在我们身上。
We have the image and likeness of God in us.
要是我们追溯我们的过去，我们盼望我们的未来，我们有一个很神圣的责任来做人。
It means that we look back into our past and we look forward to our future. We have a sacred duty as a human being.
只有当一个人对自己原先被造的地位，以及神应许中间可能达到的成全，有全部的了解的时候，这一个人的价值一定会提升。
When a person has a comprehensive understanding of his past and the future value that God has given to him, his value will be elevated.
那么圣经告诉我们，上帝是个灵。
The Bible says God is spirit.
所以人被造的时候，一定是有灵的本质在我们身上。
And so we must have been created with the spirit in us.
上帝创造人的时候
，When God created man,
他先用地上的尘土造了人。
He used the dirt on the ground.
然后 上帝把自己鼻孔里面的气吹到人的里面。
And then he breathed into the being.
人就成了有灵的活人。
And we became alive with spirit.
这句话是中文圣经的翻译的方式。
This is the way the Chinese Bible has translated.
原来的圣经可以翻译成什么呢？
The original language.
上帝用地上的尘土造了人。
That God made man with the earth.
又把他鼻子中间的灵气吹进去。
And then give the spirit within his nostril into the being.
人就成了活的魂。
And the human being become a living spirit.
Living soul.
A living soul.
我不知道你的英文怎么讲。
Living being.
Living being, 这个活物。
A living being.
那么原来的意思就成了活的魂。
The original meaning is a living spirit soul.
这样就有的人用这样的解释法。
And so some people look at these verses.
来报废他们人乱的构造的神学。
And they develop a doctrine of man.
也就是人到底是由什么来组成的。
In other words, what are a human being made up of?
从形体来说
from his likeness,
我们的外表是由泥土所成立的
our exterior is made with dust.
但从加工来说
but from the additional work,
上帝就把灵气吹到我们里面来
God has additionally given us his spirit.
所以圣经创世纪很清楚地告诉我们我们从两部分组成的
Genesis tells us clearly we are made of two different parts.
第一个部分就是物质的身体。
The first part is a physical body.
第二个部分就是吹进的灵气。
The second one is the breath of life.
所以当上帝把灵气吹进物质的身体里面，人才成为一个活的魂或者一个活的存有。
And the human being becomes a living being or a living soul only because God has breathed his life into us.
这样在圣经其他的地方告诉我们
Other portions of the Bible say,
身体没有灵魂是死的。
The body without the spirit is dead.
所以这样可以说身体跟灵魂结合起来才成为一个完全的一个活的人。
And so we can say that a human being is a combination of the body and the spirit.
当灵魂离开身体的时候身体就变成尸体不是身体。
The soul, when it leaves the body, the body will become a corpse.
当以利亚给撒拉塔寡妇的孩子给他呼唤的祷告的时候
When Elijah prayed for the son of the widow of Zarephath,
圣经说呢，灵魂回到那个孩子的身体里面。
The Bible says that the soul of the child returned to him.
所以这样就把分开跟结合成为人死人生的一个很清楚的写照。
We see clearly an illustration of what happens when a person live or die.
从这里就产生了人被造的时候二元论的这种人论的神学。
And because of that, some people proposes a doctrine of man where we are made of two parts.
所以人是什么组成的呢？
What are we made of?
人有物质的身体这一部分成为组成的第一个元素。
The first portion will be the physical body.
人有上帝的灵气吹进去的另外一个看不见的成分的第二个元素。
And the second portion is invisible from the breath of God.
在神学里面，这种人论叫做二元论的神学。
In theology, this is a dualistic doctrine of man.
神学名词不叫 dualism, 叫做 dichotomy.
Dichotomy.
这个是中文这个萧伟言把它翻译成对生论。
It's dichotomy of man.
其实这个很勉强的翻译。那么呢，这种理论到底是不是完全得到圣经的支持呢？
Do you have complete biblical backing for this theory?
有的人不赞成这方面。
Some people do not agree to this.
他们就从另外的圣经提到了，不是两元，应当是三个元论。
And some people propose that it's not two but three essence.
特别是从保罗的这个帖撒罗尼迦后书里面提到的。
Especially from the Second Thessalonians.
你们灵魂体的蒙保守成为圣洁。
May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved to be holiness.
所以，旧约的圣经好像支持人是由身体、有魂、有灵三部分所组成的。
And that verse seems to imply that man is made of three portions: the spirit, the soul, and the body.
所以，另外一派的人他们就不接受这个二元论。
And so this group of people do not accept a dichotomy.
他们认为人应当有三个部分组成的。
And they believe that man should be made of three portions.
然后又从这个哥林多前书第二章里面看到一些的信息
And they also find some support from 1 Corinthians 2
保罗提到有一些是属肉体的人
The Apostle Paul says some belongs to the flesh
保罗说的有一些是属血气的人
And some belongs to the body
保罗又说有些属灵的人
And some belong to the spirit
所以换一句话说人就有分成三种的
In other words, there are three different types
三种人一种人是以灵为中心 一种是以血气为中心，一种是以肉体为中心。
One is based on the spirit, one is based on the flesh, one is based on the body.
三元论的人就从这些得到他们认为足够的支持。
And those who believe in trichotomy believe that there is support here.
所以有属灵人，有属魂人，有属肉体的人。
There are people who are spiritual, people who belong to the soul, people belong to the body.
定定坚持，这就是圣经的教训。
And they insist that this is what the Bible says.
也等于说，圣经告诉我们，人是由三部分组成的。
In other words, they believe the Bible says we are made of three parts.
就是灵、魂与身体。
The spirit, the soul, and the body.
所以保罗说，你们的灵、魂、身体都应当成为圣洁。
And so the Apostle Paul says we are to be made holy in all three areas.
这理论到底是不是圣经原来的意思呢？
Is this what the Bible originally means?
今天我要用一段的时间先给你们解释关于人论的困难问题。
Today I want to explain a little bit of the difficulty of the doctrine of man.
在基督教第一、第二世纪期间，
In the first and second century of Christianity,
除了正统接受了使徒传下来的信仰以外，
Other than the orthodox believers,
还有一些关于 Gnosticism 唯智派的人的异端产生出来。
There are also the Gnostics.
唯智派的异端就产生了许多的虚假的福音，也就是 Dan Brown 用那些的福音来抵挡真理亵渎的那个殿宁。
And the Gnostics give us a lot of false gospel, which people like Dan Brown use.
那 Gnostic 的神学里面就把人分成三种人。
The Gnostics believe that the human being is segregated.
第一种人是属灵人。
The first is a spiritual man.
第二种人是属魂人。
The second belong to the soul.
第三种人是属体的人。
The third one is physical.
那换一句话说，先把人类分成三个不同的成分，然后把人类又分成不同成分的三种不同重心的人种。
So first segregate the humankind into three different kinds, and then after that further segregate them into three different emphases.
用更简单的话说，
to put it even simply,
每一个人里面有三个成分。
That everybody is made of three portions.
引申到整个人类有三种不同的人，在不同的成分里面作为他们生活的重心。
And then in all of humanity, people have emphasis in these three different areas.
这个用希腊文来讲，三个不同的名字。
In Greek, there are three different terms.
Gnostic 的人说呢，属于身体的人，他叫做 sarkikoi。
Sarkikoi belongs to those who belong to the body.
属于魂的人 ，Gnostic 的人所叫的 psychikoi。
And psychikoi are those who belong to the soul.
属灵的人，这个 Gnostic 的人说叫做 pneumatikoi。
And pneumatikoi belongs to the spirit.
希腊文 pneuma 就是灵。
Because in Greek, pneuma is
psyche,
spirit.
就是魂。
And psyche is the soul.
那么这样呢 ，pneumatikoi, psychikoi, sarkikoi。就是属灵人、属魂人跟属肉体的人。
In this manner, you have three groups: the spirit, the soul, and the body.
所谓属魂的人什么意思呢
？What does those who belong
to
the soul mean?
就是整个的生活以魂为中心。
It means they are centered in their soul.
属灵人什么意思呢
？What about the spiritual man?
整个的生活以灵为中心。
The spirit is the center of their life.
属肉体的人什么意思呢
？Those who belong to the body.
整个的生活就随从肉体。
They follow the desire of the body.
那保罗提到要属灵，不要属肉体。
Paul says we are to be with spiritual and not belong to the flesh.
你要体贴圣灵，不要体贴肉体。
You are to follow the spirit, not your flesh.
因为体贴肉体就是死。
Because the flesh leads to death.
体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
Spirit leads to life and peace.
那么这样呢，好像保罗说，一个基督徒呢，只有两种选择。
It is as if Paul says the Christian only have two choices.
你顺从肉体或者你顺从圣灵。
Do you follow the flesh or the Holy Spirit?
顺从圣灵的人就以肉体的情欲相征战。
If you are obedient to the Holy Spirit, you will be in battle with your flesh.
顺从肉体的人就以情欲来抵挡圣灵。
Conversely, if you follow the flesh, you will be opposed to the Holy Spirit.
这件事在哥林多，在加拉太书第五章又在被提用出来了。
We see this in Galatians chapter 5.
所以你好像看这个是非常属圣经的。
So it seems to have biblical backing.
那么那些不属基督徒的，那些不信主的人，他们是哪一种人呢
？What about those who are not Christians?
保罗是那些人属属血气的人。
Paul says they belong to the flesh.
所以你还没有信主以前
，Before you believe to God,
你是属魂的人。
You belong to the soul.
你是属血气的人。
You belong to the flesh.
在中文的和合本，一本是翻译成血气，不翻译成属魂的人。
In the Chinese translation, it The translation is about the flesh.
换句话说, 一个没有得救的人,
In other words, if you are not saved,
他是以他的魂为中心,
the soul is your center of the life,
以血气为中心,
and the flesh.
但他得救了以后,
after you are saved,
他有了圣灵在他里面,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
他又可能不听圣灵而顺从这个肉体的情欲,
this person can still listen to his
flesh. 所以他信主又变成另外两个可能, 是属灵或者属肉体。
When he believes in Jesus Christ, he can listen to the flesh or the spirit.
这种思想就成为这个 Gnosticism 解释人论的时候的三元论的基础。
And this is the basis of the Chthonic kind of explanation of the doctrine of man.
过了1900年以后,
1900 years later,
中国的尼托生就把这一套把它大大发挥。26岁就写了三本大书，叫做《树林论》。
Watchman Nee, when he was 26, wrote a book called The Spiritual Man.
所以严格地说, 把人分成树灵, 树魂, 树肉体, 不是尼托生本身的创建。
But so strictly speaking, this idea of the spirit, soul, and body did not come first from Watchman Nee.
因为这句的思想早在他以前1900年在唯智派的异端里面早就存在了。
It has been seen in the heretics, the Gnostic, 1900 years ago.
那尼托生是1920年到1950年之间 全中国教里面最聪明的头脑的传道人。
Watchman Nee was the most intelligent preacher in China from 1920 to 1950.
所以在近代中国历史中间受他的影响的传道人多得不得了。
And so there are many Chinese preachers that have been influenced by him till today.
凡是有追求的人就不满意西方所带来的教会冷淡的这种现象。
Those who are fervent in the faith are not satisfied with the Western church and their cold reaction. And many people accept the whole structure of thought by Watchman Nee.
尼托生的三元论就深深很广泛地影响全中国的传道人的思想跟讲台。
And so the theory that is trichotomic in nature influenced all of Chinese people in China.
正像今天有很多的教会对自己教会很冷淡很不满意，所以看见灵恩派很活动。 他们越追求就一定走灵恩的绕道路一样。It
is like today, many people are not satisfied with the coldness of their church, so they become charismatics.
那么尼托生的三元论到底是不是圣经的思想呢？
This idea of the trichotomic human being, is it from the Bible?
当尼托生从哥林多前书这些保罗的话大大发挥的时候，好像是非常 正当正确的解经。
When Watchman Nee explained and emphasized all these things from 1 Corinthians, he seems to have biblical backing.
那人就等于是有身体、有魂、有灵三个部分组成的。
Does that mean that the human being is made of the body, soul, and spirit?
上帝造人的时候，什么时候把灵、把魂、把身体三个结合在一起？有这样的圣经的记载吗？ 没有。
The Bible has no recording of how God put all three portions together.
从创世纪的记载来看,
from the recording in Genesis,
人有尘土的身体加上灵气的结合, 然后才变成活的人。
We have a physical body made of dust plus the breath of God, then we become alive.
所以三元论的人跟尼托生就用一种很特别的方法来解释这三个怎么样形成的。
And Watchman Nee used a special way to explain how this come about.
他说上帝先造了肉体的身体。
He said that God first made the physical body.
然后上帝把灵气吹到身体里面。
And then he breathed his life into the body.
灵气跟物质的身体一结合的时候, 就产生了第三个东西, 魂就跑出来了。
And when the spirit joined with the body, the soul was produced.
那么你说这个很难明白的。
You say this is difficult to understand. Why should the soul be produced?
他们就有一个很好很好的解释。
And they have a very good explanation.
电灯已经做好了。
The light bulb is now made.
玻璃在外面, 钨丝在里面。
The glass is outside and the filament is inside.
整个的架构都已经清楚了。
The whole light bulb has been manufactured.
这个灯是不会发光的。
But the light bulb is not lighted up.
没有别的力来,
the light bulb is just physical. It doesn't have electricity. It already has the potential to shine. And it is equipped to shine.
它有发光的材料,
it has the material to shine. And the things that will make it shine. But it doesn't have the power to shine.
所以这个灯泡就需要电流通到它里面去。
The light bulb needs electricity.
当电流通到这个 灯的时候
when the
光就马上产生出来了
light will be produced.
所以这样的光本来是不存在的
and so originally there was no light.
本来只有两个东西存在
only the light bulb existed.
就是灯泡是存在的
the light bulb in itself.
电流是存在的
electricity exists.
但是灯光本来是不存在的
but not light.
当电流到灯光到灯泡的身上接触的时候灯光就产生出来变成存在
And light was produced when electricity went into the light bulb.
所以这个理论怎么解释呢
？And so what do they say?
上帝造了人的身体。
They say that when God made the human being,
上帝把灵气吹进去。
And the spirit of God,
当灵碰到身体的时候，就产生魂出来了。
And the soul is produced in the same manner.
这个理论是非常大胆的。
It's a very daring theory.
很有创意的。
Very creative.
但是我听了我是很害怕的。
But when I heard it, I'm quite scared.
这样在人的身体、灵魂、人的存在中间，有一部分是不被造的。
It means that in our entire existence, there is a portion that was not created.
是产生出来的。
It is a result of a production.
就 emergence theory, 不是 created.
It is a theory of emergence.
产生出来的。
Something that emerged.
当上帝的灵跟上帝造的身体一接触的时候，人就变成魂了。
Because the theory is that when the breath of God mixed with the physical body of man, the soul emerged.
三元论告诉我们
，The trichotomy says,
人是由身体跟魂跟灵组成的。
We are made in the spirit, soul, and body.
而身体是上帝造的。
Body is made by God.
灵是上帝吹进去的。
Spirit is breath of God.
魂是自己产生出来的。
But soul emerges by itself.
那么你怎么解释人死的情形呢？
So then, how do you describe what happened when we die?
他们说，当一个人灵离开身体的时候
，They say that when the spirit leaves the body,
这个人就死了。
The person dies.
什么叫做死呢
？What does dying mean?
就是身体跟灵一分开的时候，魂就不见了。
When the spirit and the body is separated, the soul will disappear.
魂是接触的产品。
And so the soul is a product of the two coming together.
魂本来是不存在的。
The soul does not exist originally.
魂是因为灵跟身体接触才变成存在的。
The soul come only when the spirit and the body come together.
照样，当灵离开身体的魂就自然又不存在。
So naturally, when the spirit segregates itself from the body, the soul dies.
这是三元论的思想。
This is trichotomy.
那这个思想本身是不是圣经的教训呢？我没有找到圣经有这样的支持。
But I cannot find biblical backing to this theory.
不然如此。
Not only this.
这个思想一讲出来的时候
，When you preach this teaching,
很多人就好像感到很容易明白。
Many people seem to think it's easy to understand.
很容易接受，这应当是对的。
You can accept that it seems right.
那么用这个理论套在人与动物不同的地方的时候
，But when you compare the humankind from the animals,
你更感觉到他们解释的头头是道。
The theory seems to be very right.
动物跟人不同的地方在哪里呢
？What is the difference between an animal and a human being?
动物有身体，人有身体。
The animal has a physical body, so would a man.
动物有魂，人有魂。
The animal has a soul, the human being has a soul.
动物是有血气的嘛
？Because we say the animal has breath.
人有灵，动物没有灵。
The human being has a spirit, but not the animal.
换句话说，动物是身体跟魂组成的。
Therefore, the animal is made of the body and the soul.
只有人是身体以魂以灵组成的。
Only the human being is made of the spirit, soul, and body.
啊，你说现在我明白了。
Then you say, oh, it sounds right.
动物是有魂有身体，没有灵。
The animal has a soul, a body, no spirit.
它只不过是有血气的活物。
So the animal is a living being.
有魂的生物。
It is a being with a soul.
但人是有灵、有魂、有身体，所以人是有灵的活人。
And so the human being has a spirit, so we are spiritual beings.
什么东西使人高过万物呢
？Why would we be higher than all beings?
人有灵，所以高过万物。
It is because we have the spirit.
我们不但有体、有魂、又有灵。
Not only do we have the body, the soul, we also have the spirit.
人是万物之灵。
So we are the climax of all living beings.
人高过万物的生存
，higher than all other living beings.
因为人有上帝的形象
，because we are the image of God.
所以这样说来，上帝的形象就变成灵那一部分才叫他的形象。
In this manner, the image of God refers only to His spirit.
上帝是个灵，人有灵，所以人就是上帝按他的形象造的，就清楚了。
The theory is that because God is a spirit, we do have a spirit, so we are made in His image.
这个理论真是很容易明白。
The theory is easy to understand.
这理论真的很容易听进去。
And easy to comprehend.
但是现在我要你注意几个很重要的事情。
But I want you to take note of these few important
points. 如果魂的存在是灵跟身体接触的副产品的话，
If the soul is a byproduct of the combination of the spirit and the body,
那么动物的魂是怎样产生出来的？
Then the question is, where would the soul of an animal come
from? 你说上帝也把气吹到动物的鼻子里面吗？
Does that mean that God also breathed His breath of life into the animal?
上帝造一条狗，狗就吹个气在狗里面。
God made a dog and then breathed His breath into the
dog. 上帝造一只猫，就吹个气在猫里面。
What about a cat? Would He do the same thing?
那这样的话，每个动物都有不同的灵了。
Does that mean that all animals have different kind of spirit?
那么上帝的里面的灵有狗的性质，有猫的性质，所以最近它变成狗了。
And then in the spirit of God, there is an essence of dog or the cat.
圣经根本没有讲的。
But it is not in the Bible.
如果有的话，
if this were the case,
是上帝只有把魂放在它里面。
Maybe God gave the animal only the soul.
这样，它的魂是被造的，人的魂是自然产生的，怎么讲下去呢？
In this way, the soul of an animal is made, but that of the human being emerges. So
人的魂是灵跟身体接触那个副产品自然产生的。
The theory is that the soul emerges when the spirit and the body come together.
而动物根本上帝没有把灵吹进去，怎么会魂产生出来呢？
So what happens to an animal soul?
你只能说上帝造了一个魂，让它放在它里面。
Perhaps the solution is God made a soul just for the animal.
就有灵，人的魂不是被造，而动物的魂是被造的。
The difficulty then is that the soul of a human being emerges, but that of the animal is made.
圣经没有这样的支持点。
But there's no support in the Bible.
从另外一方面来看。
But when we look at it from another angle,
是不是动物里面的东西就叫做魂，不叫做灵？
Does that mean that the animal has soul but not spirit?
人的身体里面只有灵，魂是产生的吗？
And for the human being, the soul is a product of the spirit.
我感到圣经大概不是这个意思。
I believe the Bible doesn't tell us like this.
后来我们在传道书第三章里面找到很重要的字。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we find something very
important. 这句话是这样讲的。
This verse says,
谁知道动物的魂往下降，人的灵往上升呢？
Who knows that the soul of the spirit descends, but the spirit of man moves up?
这句话到底在讲什么呢？
What does this verse mean?
到底在讲说，是不是呢？你以为你明白这个事吗？你真的能证明这个事吗？难道事情就是这样吗？你还敢说吗？人的灵是向上，动物的魂是向下吗？
This verse actually challenges the reader if they really know what happens to the spirit of man or an animal.
那个时候根本没有这样的理论。
There was no such theory back then.
所以这件事情一定不是那个意思。
Therefore, this verse certainly doesn't mean
that. 你怎么知道？
It means
你怎么可以这样肯定？
How are you so sure?
人的灵向上，
that the spirit of man
动物的魂向下，
and the spirit of animal goes
down. 其实那个时候根本没有这样的理论。
At that time, there was no such theory.
所以连诗人都这么讲。
So even the poet said,
我要下到阴间里面去。
That I will go into Hades.
所以在圣经，甚至在诗篇的时代里面，
even in the era of the psalmists,
诗人这些爱主的人、属灵的人，甚至先知们，他们的观念，死了是下到阴间是下去的。
The psalmists and also all who love the Lord believe that when they die, they go to Hades, go down.
所以根本没有这个共通的这个知识或者共同的韧性，说人的灵是向上，动物的魂是向下的。
And so the verse means that there is no such knowledge that man will go up and animal go down.
所以那一节的圣经不是挑战普通的常识。
And therefore that verse is not a challenge to normal knowledge.
那一节的圣经是说，没有人知道现在一个新的启示出来了，人跟动物不同的地方，人会向上，动物会向下的。
The knowledge is saying that there is new revelation that the human will go up, the animal go down.
所以这个不是挑战既有的信仰。
It is not a challenge to existing faith.
因为当时根本没有人这样述说。
Because no one has proposed this.
这是个新的一个启发，给人知道人与动物是不一样的。
A new revelation that there was a human being is different from the animal.
谁知道呢？原来是这样的，我们没有人知道。现在我告诉你，因为人的灵会向上，
但是
人的灵，动物的魂会向下。
但
是最奇怪的是什么？
But the strangest thing,
那一节圣经，人的灵用的字跟动物的魂用的字，希伯来文是同一个字。
That in Hebrew, both the same word were used.
那个字是什么呢？
The word is,
是 ruah, R-U-A-H。
R-U-A-H.
而 Ruah 希伯来文意思是什么呢？
In Hebrew it means
就是灵，
It's spirit.
就是人的气，
The breath of man.
所以这里的意思是说，你知道不知道人的灵是向上， 而动物的灵是向下。
Here it actually means the spirit of man goes up, the spirit of animal goes down.
所以这里是圣经里面用动物的灵跟人的灵同样一个字唯一的意思。
This is the only time in the Bible where the word spirit is used to refer to the
animal. 换句话说，就是这一个圣经的作者告诉我们，动物有灵，人也有灵。
In other words, this author is telling us that both have spirit.
这句话我一讲出来的时候
，But when I say this,
许多人就震惊了。
Many people are
为什么呢？因为那个时候华人教会的领袖都相信人有灵，动物只有魂。
At that time, all Chinese leaders believed that the human being has spirit and the animals have soul.
所以当他们第一次听到原来动物圣经用灵这个字的时候，他们很不同意，甚至怀疑我讲的到底是对的不对。
So when they first hear me preach that both use the same word spirit, they are in doubt of my preaching.
中国教会真正接受三元论最大的影响就是小群聚会所的人。
And the group that actually accept trichotomy the most is the group referred to as the small group, small flock.
陈哲信老先生是聚会所里面一个很大的重要的领袖。
陈哲信 is a very important leader in the little flock.
1970年，当香港聚会所闹事，警察进到教会里面来做和平工作的时候，他们打斗起来很厉害。
In 1970, there was a church conflict that the police were summoned.
他们为什么斗起来呢？
Why did they fight?
因为李长寿讲一件事情，耶稣是被造的。
Because 李长寿 said Jesus was created.
所以这个时候呢，聚会所就分成两派。
And so the church was split.
有一派的人就接受李长寿的耶稣受造论。
One group accepted what 李长寿 said.
这一派的领袖叫做魏光熙。
The leader is by the name of
另外一派不接受李长寿的耶稣受造论。
But the other refuses to accept.
这一派的人领袖叫做陈哲信。
The other the leader is called 陈哲信。
所以那个时候香港的聚会所就变成斗起来，为了李长寿的耶稣受造论分裂变成两派。
Because of this theory that Jesus was created, the church was split in Hong Kong.
魏光熙一定要跟着李长寿的耶稣受造论来走。
魏光熙 followed 李长寿 theory，
陈哲信就不肯接受，所以他们就斗起来了。
But 陈哲信 refused, so there was a fight.
就越斗越大，变成一种争斗的现象。政府要派警察进礼拜堂来做护卫的工作。
The fight became physical and the police was called.
就在那件事情不久以后，我到香港去布道。
I went to preach in Hong Kong not long after the incident.
那个我到香港去布道的时候，才29岁，多十个月，还不到30岁。
At that time I was then on 29 years old.
所以他们想这个唐崇仁到底是谁，名不见经传。
They said that this Stephen Tong, none of us know him.
这样年轻的人
，so young，
也不是什么美国回来的神学博士
，he's not any PhD from America，
也不是什么台湾、香港的重要的名人出身的一个这个传道人
，not very famous in Taiwan or anywhere else。
原来是个印尼来的
，he's from Indonesia。
圣经说加利利还能出什么呢？
The Bible says no prophet can come from Indonesia.
所以他说呢，印尼还能出什么呢？
So Indonesia cannot be that.
但是因为纪志文慎重介绍。
But Reverend Andrew Ji recommended this man.
纪志文写给他们的信说什么呢？
In the letter, Reverend Andrew Ji wrote.
这个人来，一定要给他开布道会。
That when this person come, you must have a gospel.
这个人来，你一定要请人来听到。
You must call people to listen to him.
因为他是年轻一辈，大有能力，被上帝兴起的新一派、新的一代的传道人。
He is a new generation of God's servant raised by God himself.
香港的人说，管他新一代什么上帝不上帝，连广东话都不会讲，要来这里吃饭。
Hong Kong people say he can't even speak Cantonese.
所以有个长老说什么呢？
So an elder say,
既然寂寞师介绍了，给他来讲，妇女团契给他25块，青年团契给他50块，大礼拜给他100块，一两个礼拜叫他走。
Since he strongly recommended, we just ask him to speak with the women and then ask him to go away.
讲一点故事给你听啊。
Share some story with you.
所以他们的勉强，不知道要不要接他，要开不到谁来。他的赵世光、纪志文两个最大牌的。开布道会已经只剩下200个人来，还有谁能够带来香港新的复兴？
They said that the gospel rally these days are poorly attended, so who can bring a revival?
所以没有信心。
So they have no faith.
但有一个长老，
But there was one elder,
叫做陈开清。
His name was 陈开清。
他说我们不要没有信心。
He said, "Let us have faith."
那个时候他已经70岁了。
He was in his 70s.
谁知道上帝兴起一个新的人出来？
He said, maybe God has raised a new servant.
我们用信心试试看，替他办不到会。
So in faith, let us hold the gospel ready for him.
如果办的结果钱不够，我负责。
I will take care of the money if we don't
have enough. 我们勇敢办办看看吧。
Let us boldly try this out.
别的长老不好意思。
Other elders were embarrassed.
所以就试试看办了。
So they say, okay, let's give it a try.
下个拜三开始，有一个叫做唐崇勇，印尼来的，要来开布道会，30岁。
They said that from next Wednesday, this is Stephen Tong, 30 years old from Indonesia coming.
他们想过几天就叫他走就算了。
They say, well, I'll just do this for a while.
你知道可怜到什么地步？
It was so pathetic.
白天给我去这个访问基督教中国布道会的学校跟教会的时候，就给我坐2毛钱的电车。
In the morning, when they arranged for me to visit the various places, they asked me to take a bus.
访问一个地方就要一两个钟头，电车弄咚咚咚咚咚咚咚慢慢走。
Take 2 hours for the bus to reach the destination.
他们把我当作谁，我也不知道。
I don't know how they treat me.
好在我自己也不知道我是谁，所以我就平平安安的过日子。
But because I had no ego, I couldn't care.
第一天布道会开始的时候
，The first day of gospel rally,
满到连走路的地方都没有。人可以动。
There was not even a place for people to walk.
人坐在地上。
People sitting on the floor.
那个反对我的长老开口来，怎么会这么多人？
The elder that opposed me said, how come there are so many people?
他哪里知道？我都不知道，他哪里会知道？
So I also don't know how many people.
原来我在维也纳讲道。
When I was preaching in Vienna,
香港的人去写信，这个如果到香港，你一定要去听。
The people in Hong Kong passed the message back.
我在台湾讲道。
And then they preach in Taiwan.
从台北到恒春26个城市，处处都差不多1000人来听。
From Taipei to Hengchun, 26 cities.
他们就写信到香港，这个人到香港一定要去听。
So people pass the message back to Hong Kong.
所以他们以为没有人会来嘛。
Although they thought no one will come.
礼拜三开始有一个唐崇勇会来的。
They say on Wednesday, Stephen Tong.
有布道会用的礼拜三只会坐300人。
Gospel ready, we have a place that will sit 300.
来了400-500人，挤到不能动。
About 500 overcame.
好在那天没有人闷死就是了。
Fortunately, no one died.
那么呢，我就讲到了。
So I preach.
两个青年人在前面。
Two young persons was in front.
脚踢踢踢踢踢踢踢踢踢踢踢。
They kept shaking their legs.
我就请你先坐下来。
And so I repeat.
坐好。
I said, sit properly.
吓死了。
They were shocked.
就坐坐，一直听听到完。
And they kept listening to me to the end.
后来呢，过几天，两个都奉献做传道了。
In a few days later, they became preachers.
那两个人是谁呢？
Who were these two?
就是那个不喜欢我去布道的长老的孙子。
He was the grandson of the elder that opposed me.
好像上帝用这个事情告诉他，这个传道的会骂人的。
God used this method.
其实我从来没有骂人，我只有责备人。
I never scold them. I only rebuke them.
你弄错名词是不好意思的。
It's not good for you to mix up the terms.
好，这个是香港的情形。
This was the situation in Hong Kong.
那么香港的聚会呢，一共26天。
26 days of gathering.
我讲了65次的道理。
I preached 65 sermons.
听众一直跟一直跟。
And the audience kept following me.
期间我很尊重他们，一直跟我讲的这么追求，这么渴慕，很是可爱。
At first, I thought that they were very enthusiastic.
后来久久一直看这些壁纸就讨厌了。
But after a while, they look quite bad.
我在别地方要讲同样一篇道理，他再来，我要换另外一篇。
Because if I go to another place, the same people appear, I have to change the sermon.
那26天呢?
For that 26 days,
我肚子所有的学问都讲出来了。
I gave them everything I know.
才能平平安安离开香港。
Then I can live in peace.
这是我30岁的时候，刚刚第一次到香港布道的情形。
This was a situation when I first went to Hong Kong to preach.
那我也不知道为什么讲到这边来了。
I do not know why I came here.
我们刚才讲到什么你还记得？什么？
关于这个灵魂跟动力。
那么灵魂跟身体
，about spirit, body and the soul。
我最后聚会的时候
，in the last gathering，
香港所有的牧师都到了
，all the pastors in Hong Kong。
后来发现，真的，上帝兴起一个年轻人，大布道家起来了。
And they see that God has raised a young revivalist.
全香港最重要的领袖都来了，60岁、70岁、50岁都到场来听到。
All the important leaders in Hong Kong appeared，
包括。聚会所最大的领袖陈志信也来了
including 陈志信 the leader of the assembly
一到的时候
and when he came
连一个位置都没有了
there was no seat for him
所以他老人家腿已经很不舒服了爬楼爬到第四层楼上面去听到
he was very old and he climbed up to the fourth level
然后他就做了一个决定
and he made a decision
原来上帝的先知不是单单 在聚会所里面。
And that the prophet of God would not come only from his church, the assembly.
宗派里面也有神的大仆人。
That in the denominations there are great servants of God.
我们从前跟宗派隔绝。
In the past, we did not want to mix with the denominations.
如今我承认神的仆人在各宗派里面都有。
And now I acknowledge that the servant of God is to be found also in the denominations.
听我讲到以后呢？
After he heard me,
他就决定跟李长寿、跟魏光熙划界限。
He decided to separate himself from Li Changshou and Wei.
然后派两个人来对我说。
And then he sent two persons to talk to me.
唐崇荣弟兄。
Brothers, Evan Tong.
陈志信要跟你谈话，交通。
陈志信 wants to meet you.
请你这一两天抽时间给他。
Can you find some time?
我说对不起，这是我最后一天在香港。
I said this is my last day in Hong Kong.
明天一早我就回印尼去。
Tomorrow I will return to Indonesia.
就这样，没有见到他。
And so I did not meet him.
三年以后。
Three years later.
我在旧金山带领全城的联合布道会的时候
，When I had a combined gospel rally in San Francisco，
全旧金山所有的牧师都来了
，All the pastors in San Francisco appeared，
陈志信老弟兄也来了
，And 陈志信 appeared also。
后来他听见我讲这句话
，When he heard me preach about this，
圣经说人的灵往上升，动物的魂往下降，那个字希伯来文是灵，不是魂。
That the Hebrew word is spirit when it refers to the spirit of man and the spirit of animal.
他吓了一跳。
He was shocked.
他很安静，老人家不冲动，回到家里去。
When he returned home calmly,
他去查希伯来文。
And he went to search the
Hebrew
text. The Old Testament commentaries.
后来他再回来对同工讲话的时候。
And then when he speak to his co-workers,
他说唐弟兄是对的。
He said, Brother Stephen was right.
圣经里面提到的动物的魂往下降，是灵往下降。
The Bible talks about the spirit of the animal going down.
这一节圣经里面两个字是一个字。
And so the translation should be the same word.
所以这个时候他就思想要临时转变很困难。
But it is difficult for him to change his thoughts.
但我告诉你，三元论的人。
But those who believe in the Christotomy.
或者这个肖伟言把它翻译叫做这个对生说三义论，他用三义。
Or this idea that man is made of three parts.
在这个的思想，这个词句我不管了。
Whatever the semantics.
我还要用人论的三元论的人。
Those who believe in the Christotomy.
他们怎么解释到底魂里面有什么东西，灵里面有什么东西，身体里面有什么东西呢
？How do they explain what is the body, the spirit, or the soul?
身体里面有什么东西？根本不必靠神学家来讲，可能讲得更乱。
The physical body, the constituents of the physical body, you do not need a theological theory.
圣经只有一句话。
The Bible only has one phrase.
我的心啊，我里面一切所有的就是一句话。
Everything that's in me.
身体里面有什么东西，不要问神学家，问医生更好。
You need to ask a doctor what is physical in the body.
所以你到医学院去读书的时候
，When you study in a medical school,
你进去你就要先背200多个人身体里面骨头不同的名称。
The first thing you must learn are the names of the different type of bones in the human body.
身体是什么？解剖学家早就知道了。
And so the scientists already know what the human body is made of.
但是魂里面有什么
？But what does the soul contain of?
尼托神跟三元论的人怎么解释呢
？What would the watchman Nee say about this?
他说魂里面有三个东西。
He said there are three things in the soul.
第一个东西就是理智。
The first one is the reason.
第二个东西就是感情。
The second is the emotion.
第三个东西就是意志。
The third is the will.
这三件东西是放在魂里面的。
He says these three things are in the soul.
所以人靠着魂可以活着。
And so we can live by the soul.
他没有得救以前。
Before we are saved.
他是凭着血气生活的人。
He lives by his soul.
一个没有得救的人是有理性、有感情、有意志的。
A person who is not saved still have the reason, the emotion, and his will.
这三部分就在魂里面。
These three are in the soul.
那么在尼托神的书灵里面提到灵里面到底有什么东西的时候
，Watchman Nee also talk about the spirit in his book.
灵里面到底有什么东西呢
？What is in the spirit?
就两样的东西。
He says two things.
第一就是良心的功用。
The first one is the conscience.
主管人的道德功能的这个是非的方向。
It controls our ethical direction.
第二个就是对神的救恩。
The second one is the enlightenment about God.
主管人对上帝的信仰、对上帝的敬拜、对上帝的感悟。
It controls our faith, our worship towards God.
所以这样把这三件事归纳起来,
so when you summarize all this,
有的人就用三个名词来代表灵与魂与身体的不同的功用。
Some people use three different terms to explain this.
身体的功用是什么呢?
The body's function.
World consciousness.
It's a world consciousness.
World consciousness.
Consciousness of the world. A consciousness about the world.
物质世界的意识功能在身体里面。
The body has the function of consciousness of the material world.
英国的这个感官主义, empiricism.
It's the British empiricism.
我们对外界一切的知识透过五官吸收进来的。
That our knowledge of the world comes from our senses.
所以将我们摸到的世界,
the things that we can
我们看到的世界,
touch, the work we can see,
我们经历的物质,
the material we can experience.
这就叫做身体的功用。
These constitute the function of the body.
叫做 world consciousness.
The consciousness of the
第二, 魂的功用是什么呢?
The function of the soul.
魂的功用是 self consciousness.
Is self consciousness.
就是自我意识功能的所在。
Where you are conscious of yourself.
那么灵的功用是什么呢?
But the spirit.
是 God consciousness.
Is God consciousness.
是神的意识功用的存在。
It is how we understand and is conscious of God.
这三个部分,
these three areas,
我们可以接触世界,
we can feel the world,
可以认识自我,
we can understand ourselves, we can be conscious of God,
可以敬拜上帝,
worship Him,
产生宗教意识,
to have religious concepts,
产生道德功能,
ethical functions,
产生物质的了解,
understanding of the material world.
人的三个部分, 就有这三方面的功用了。
This is the three functions of the three portions of man.
这种解释对不对呢?
Are this type of explanation correct? Those who do not think in depth,
没有比较功能很强的敏感的人,
those who are not sensitive to comparison,
他们都会很容易的，这个是很好的解释，我就这样接受，这个就是人论，我就这样明白上帝的创造。
We'll quickly accept this as the way God created man.
但是我告诉你不对的。
But this is wrong.
如果理智是在魂里面,
if reason is in the soul,
如果感情是在魂里面,
if emotions is in the soul,
如果意志是在魂里面,
if the will is in the soul,
那么你是不是先假设这根本不是灵的功用呢?
Do you first have to assume that these are not functions of the
spirit? 如果对真理的认识是魂里面的,
if the understanding of the truth is in the soul,
那么明白真理就不一定是属灵的事情了。
Then the understanding of the truth may not be part of the spirit.
如果感情是在魂里面的,
if emotion is only in the soul,
灵界里面就没有感情了。
Does that mean that there's no emotion in the spiritual world? 意志的功能是在灵魂里面的, if the will is in the soul alone,
心灵要遵循上帝的旨意就没有意志可以作为他的工具了。
Then we will not have the will to follow God.
不但如此,
not only this,
请问上帝是灵或者是魂呢?
The question is God a spirit or a soul?
你们回答, 上帝是什么?
God is
上帝是灵,
a spirit.
上帝是个灵,
He is spirit.
那么上帝有没有理性啊?
Does he have reason?
上帝有没有感情啊?
What about his emotions?
上帝有没有意志啊?
Does he have a will?
圣经说上帝就是真理。
The Bible says God is truth.
耶稣说我就是真理。
Jesus says I am the truth.
约翰一书五章九节说圣灵就是真理。
1 John chapter 5 verse 9 says the spirit is true.
灵不但有真理,
therefore the spirit not only has a truth,
灵不但有理智功能,
not only can he reason,
灵的原先圣灵的本体就是真理。
Spirit is the truth.
所以怎么可以把理性放在魂里面呢?
So reason cannot be put in the soul alone.
第二样,
secondly,
上帝是个灵,
God is spirit.
上帝有没有感情啊?
Does God have emotions?
上帝有没有爱啊?
Is God love?
上帝有没有恨啊?
Will God hate?
上帝有没有悲伤啊?
Will God be sad?
有没有啊? 这些神圣的感情的真正的原版就是上帝。
And God is the original source of all these holy emotions.
上帝不是魂,
God is not a soul.
上帝是灵,
God is spirit.
上帝就是爱,
He is love.
所以爱是最伟大的感情是在灵里面。
The greatest of all emotion is in spirit then.
基督恨恶罪恶, 喜爱公义。
Jesus hate evil and love righteousness.
所以他恨他的爱是神性里面的东西。
So his hatred and his love is part of his divinity.
圣灵岂不是恋爱以至于嫉妒的吗?
And Holy Spirit will be jealous because of evilness.
所以这个爱的本身,
He is love.
这个记恨的本身。
The hatred towards evil.
这个恨恶罪恶的本身。
The hate towards sin.
这些的感情是圣灵本质里面有的。
All these are part of the Holy Spirit.
怎么可以把感情放在魂里面呢？
So emotions cannot be confined in the soul alone.
第三。
Thirdly.
上帝是个灵。
God is spirit.
上帝有没有意志呢？
Does God have a will?
上帝不但有意志，
Not only does he have a will,
上帝是意志的源头，
He is the source of all will.
所有的意志的创造者，
He is the creator of all will.
他凭着他的自己的定旨先见预定一切创造万有，
Because of his own wisdom, he willed that all things come about.
所以上帝一切的作为，
All that God has done,
都是凭着他的意志所定的命令而行出来的，
comes about because of the command that he has set in his will.
上帝是真理的本体，
He is truth.
上帝是感情最神圣的本源。
He is the most holy of emotions.
上帝是一切意志最高的权威。
He is the highest authority of all will.
你怎么可以把意志放在魂里面呢？
So will cannot be confined in the soul alone.
这种三元论的思想，
This kind of trichotomic ideas.
人是灵魂体组成的。
And that the human being is made of body, spirit, and soul.
人的魂里面有情感、意志跟理智。
That the soul has reason, emotion, and will.
这个完全不是圣经的教训。
These are not biblical.
如果有人说你托生同上帝特别领受启示，你要负责任。因为这个误导人的心智是很大的。
And so you are misguiding people if you declare that Watchman Nee receives special revelation from God.
尼托生的思想有很多是希腊的遗产。
There are many Greek thinking in the thoughts of Watchman Nee.
许多是人本的思潮。
Many are human based.
跟圣经的思想是完全不一样。
Different from the thoughts of the Bible.
所以当我很严肃的思考人论的时候，
So when I think about the doctrine of man solemnly,
我就拒绝了三元论。
I reject the trichotomic understanding.
归正神学。
Reform theology.
我们不是接受三元论的。
We will not accept this.
归正神学告诉我们，
Reform theology says,
人是从神领受了有神形象的灵魂。
We have received a spirit from God that has His image.
动物是从神领受了被造没有形象的灵魂。
But the animal received the spirit that does not contain the image of God.
所谓的灵魂，
this spirit they have,
就是指看不见的那个生命的内部的存在。
Refers to the invisible life force.
所谓的身体，
the body,
就是看得见的物质的这一部分。
Is the physical visible material body?
神造人的时候，
when God made man,
是按照他的形象样式造的。
It was made in His image and likeness.
人的灵魂里面有神本性中间所有的形象样式。
And so our soul and spirit has the things that are in God.
因为上帝是灵，不是身体。
Because God is spirit and not physical.
上帝是灵，不是物质。
He is spirit and not material.
我们不可以用物质的样式跟想法套在灵的上帝身上，去了解他的形象样式。
We cannot attempt to understand the image and likeness of God in the physical way.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Because we are made in His image and likeness.
所以人的形象样式就是神原版的形象样式的复制，这就在人的里面，不是在身体部分。乃是心灵的一部分。
The duplicate of the image and likeness of God is internal, not physical.
We are created after the image and the likeness of the spiritual God. So we should only understand the image and the likeness in man in the spiritual sphere, not in the material sphere. 我们不能在物质界里面去想象人的形象样式。
We cannot understand this from the material sense alone.
我们只能从人的灵性里面去明白上帝的形象样式。
We can only understand this from the human spirituality.
那今天我就快要结束了。
I'm about to end today.
那么从这个基本，你再进入神灵里面的形象样式到底是什么，你才能明白人的尊贵跟荣耀。高到什么地步？
We must understand what it means by the image and likeness of God. From this angle, then you will understand how valuable the human being is.
诗篇第八篇告诉我们，
Samson,
上帝造人的时候，
When God created man,
尊贵荣耀，当作冠冕给人戴上去。
He crowned us with honor and glory.
所以人是尊贵的。
And so we are honorable.
人是荣耀的。
We are glorious.
你不是从人的物质身体去看人的尊贵跟荣耀。
Not from the physical sense.
你是从人的灵界的价值去看 人的尊贵更重要。
But from his value in the spiritual world.
因为上帝是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们有神的形象样式在我们灵里面。
And we are made in his image and likeness.
所以神就把尊贵的形象放在我们里面。
And so God gave us the image of honor.
神就把荣耀的形象放在我们里面。
And the image of glory.
我们才是尊贵而又荣耀的货物。
We become living beings that has honor and glory.
一个人身体可以非常朽坏、败坏，可能软弱的，就像 Stephen Hawking 那样的。
The physical body can decay and be in a bad stage like Stephen Hawking.
一个人可以老秀皱纹，像爱因斯坦那样难看。
A person can be old and as wrinkled as Albert Einstein.
但是里面人性的尊严不会因为身体的老秀有所减低。
But the honor of his humanity is not affected by his physical decay.
照样，你可以美如最漂亮的电影明星，可能你就像一个比较美丽的动物一样。
But you can be the most beautiful movie star, but you are just like a beautiful animal.
许多的电影明星多么美丽，不会使他变成有更尊贵、更荣耀的人性。
Many movie stars are physically beautiful, but that does not mean that they are more honorable.
因为他们是很容易随便向人脱裤子的一个人。
Because they are people that lead decadent lifestyle.
你是人。
You are human being.
你要真正认识你自己。
You must understand yourself.
你一定要从神的形象样式去认自己。
The only way is to understand it through the image and likeness.
你是人。
You are human being.
你要得回你尊贵荣耀的地位。
You must regain this status of honor and glory.
你一定要回到神所启示的真理去争取。
To get this, you must return to the revealed word of God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
I will stop here this evening.
下个礼拜我们要第三次讲形象样式。
Next week, the third session on image.
第四次讲形象样式。
And the fourth session.
直到我们真的更像神才结束。
And we will only end when we are more like God.
那么你睡了多少次我不知道。
I don't know how long you will
take. 我好像上个礼拜跟这个礼拜我看你还是一样没有什么像上帝。
When I look at you, you don't look like God.
所以我们要更加的努力的祷告。
So we must pray harder.
求主不是给我们单单明白这些真理。
That the Lord will help us not just to understand.
真理里面休息我们怎样向上帝。
That we will learn how to be like God. Amen.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一同开声。